Today's daf of Metziah daf Mem Dalad. Mem Dalad, we are on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses, as we have been discussing, another one of the quasi-gazlanim. It says the Mishnah, HaChoshev L'Shloach Yad B'Pikadon. Shlichus Yad is one of the quasi-gazlanim. If I try to use the item that is in my possession for a Pikadon, as Shmira, and I want to use it. So if I actually use it, Shloach Yad B'Pikadon, Hariz HaGazlan. The question is, what if I just thought about it? What if I decided? So usually we know machshava is not mitzvah maisa when it comes to averus. Right? Gemara says mizeches kedusha, that just because you think about doing an avera, maybe avodah zarah is different. But besides that, if you think about doing an avera, you know, it doesn't have any effects. So here you would think this is a chiddush to say that machshava has any effect. But let's see. Achoshev l'shloach yad b'pikadon. So if somebody thinks about being shloach yad, b'shamei omrim chayiv. B'shamei omrim, you are already chayiv in onsin, you're already ksir to gazlan. Why? Based on a special pasuk. Usually, of course, you would think machshava does not have any effects. But based on a pasuk, as we'll see in the Gemara, one is chayiv in that case. U'beishilal omrim, eno chayiv ad shishilech bo yad. B'shilal says, no. You're not chayiv until you actually are shalech yad, until you actually misappropriate, use the item for your own benefits. Then, until that time, you're not chayiv. Shneamar im lo shalach yadav im lechas reyehu. Right? You have to take a shvua. The shomer takes a shvua that he wasn't shalech yad, literally. Bimelechas reyehu, meaning the only time that you're going to be chayiv is if you actually were shalech yad. There is a chiddush. The Meshech Chachma writes in Shmos, based on the psukim that we're going to see in the Gemara, that even Beis Shammai doesn't hold that it's pure machshava. Meaning, yes, you're chayiv for the machshava, but that's only once he was shaleach bo yad. Once he's shaleach yad, then he's chayiv on the machshava. But if it's just a pure machshava, let's say you want to shaleach bo yad and then you decide not to, you change your mind, you're going to be chayiv for the aravera. That's a pure bin adam la makom. That's not going to have any effects. It's just the machshava. So, and he learns that out from sukkim. Says this is the meshachach bin mishpatim. The hivati amok divrei Beis Shammai. The savri the chayiv ba'onsin sheyeru ala chayfetz takeif in a machshava shechashav litzlam latzmo. You're chayiv right when you think about it. The kiva dahavi birshuso man machi biyade. Because after all, it's in your rishus. You decided to use it. That's it. You're a gazlan right away, right when you decide, says Beis Shammai. But when? If you eventually did. And the machshava came, led to maisa. And the machshava came, led to maisa. Only once the machshava turned into the maisa. Avalam lo shalach b'yad, but if you weren't shalach b'yad in the end, the machshava so lo ba'al yidei maisa, eino chayav ala machshava b'lechud, v'avi kimo avera shebein adam lamako. Then he proves it from the psukim, as Kedarka Bakodesh, proving ideas in Chazal in the Torah Shebichzav, which is what I mentioned in the past, that the four, I think Reb Chaim said, that the four of the great gedolim of the 1800s, a large part of their machus was to connect the Torah Shebichzav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. Obviously, because at that time period, there were certain sects of Jews that were trying to reject parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the four of the Gedolim that pushed the Torah Shebaal Peh into the Torah Shebichzav, and that's the Meshech Chachma, and the Malbim, and the Ksav HaKabbalah, and the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima was later, but I think it was the Torah Tamima. I think it was that was the fourth one. Even though he was later, but either way, those are the four that connected Torah. Maybe it was from the Rav then, not from Reb Chaim. And that way, there will make more sense with the Torah Tamima. But those are the four that that he was quoted. But here's another example of them. He finds the roots of this idea that Beis Shammai even also requires the Maisa. It's just that he goes back to the Machshava. Even according to Beis Shammai, he finds that in the Pesukim. Okay.
The Nafka Mina, according to them, would be the previous Mishnah. When you calculate the
Nafka Mina might be when you calculate, right? Because when did the mice, when did the Aveira start? Right. If you go back to the original Machshava, right, in the Chinami.
Yeah, but it's stolen or it's gone before he's able to be Shaleach Yad.
Right. You might say if it goes by Machshava purely, then when he actually is Shaleach Yad, it's not his anymore. So actually, it has to be some type of Tanai. Like getting into like Brera issues, meaning once something happens, only then you're allowed to see that it started earlier. But until it happens, it really didn't happen.
Okay. Right, so I don't understand how the Mishnah Pesachim fits in with Beis
Shammai. I think he's saying that because really what Beis Shammai really fundamentally agrees to Beis Hillel. You have to actually go Shaleach Bo Yad. Once you Shaleach Yad, then based on the Pasuk, we're allowed to view the act as having been started earlier. Okay, so that is the first part of the Mishnah. There is a big discussion here in the Rishonim, and it comes up elsewhere as well, and that is how literally do we take the word HaChoshev? Choshev L'Shalech Bayad. You think about it. So Rashi says immediately on the Mishnah, Amar. He changes Choshev to Amar. He said it. He didn't do it. But Choshev is just contrasting to action. But you said it. But look what Rashi even adds. Bifnei Edim. He said before, Edim. Eto Pikdona Shalponi L'Atzvi. Not even if you say, you have to say it in front of witnesses. That's what Rashi says. Amar. Tosas quotes, Hach machshava havi dibur, also like Rashi here, k'di yalef me'al kol davar. Based on the psukim, as we'll see, you learn it out, it has to at least have a dibur. V'chein machshava is pigol nami, also pigol. This is the same machlokas comes up in Zvachim Davdalid, comes up in Kiddushin by pigol. And that is, we know that a Kohen, if he thinks during a carbon that he's going to eat the carbon or sprinkle the blood, chutz lezmano, that's pigol. So then that creates pigol, and therefore if you eat it, you're going to be chayv karis. Right? Chuslim komo is really, we call it pigol sometimes, but that's really called pasol in the Gemara. It's pigol and pasol. Chuslim komo is pasol, and chuslizmano is the real pigol, and that's chuslizmano. So also pigol, does the coin have to just think it? I'm going to eat it or sprinkle chuslizmano? So again, Tosa says no, it also means amar. You got to say something. It can't just be pure thought. As he quotes from other Gemaras. So this is a general machlokas. Rashi in Kiddushin says machshava purely. So it's a little difficult. How do you put all the Rashis together? And the Rambam seems to say beferish also plain achshava. He doesn't mention dibur at all. The Rambam by Pigel quotes shala in Apsul Hamakdashin Perak Yud Gimel shalosh machshavos hein sheposlanes akarbanos. Three thoughts, three machshavas make the carbon possible. Ve'elo hein machshavas shini hashem, thinking that the carbon is a different type of carbon than it really is, that only passes by certain carbonos. U'machshavas hamakom u'machshavas hazman. Right, Machshavas Hazman, those are the three, so he compares all three of them, but doesn't say anything about Amar. So the Mishnah Malach says, V'divra Beinu Nireh, Deko Machshava Dekachim, Harei Afilu B'lo Hotzah Bepeh. Sounds like, against Rashi and Tosfos here, that you don't need a Dibur. And the question is, how much does a Machshava, can it affect the item? And even if you say you need Dibur, maybe that just means because you need to concretize Machshava. It might be, in London it's a machshava, but you have to concretize it. Usually, Dvarim Shabalei Veinim Dvarim. You don't need an action, but maybe the dibur isn't needed per se because you need to speak, but because you need to concretize the machshava. The Ritva quotes this idea in Rashi, doesn't quote it from Rashi, idea that you have to do it in front of Edim. And the Ritva says, I'll agree that you need dibur, but you must do it in front of witnesses. If you go in front of witnesses for your machshava, I hereby decided to be Shaleach Boyan. So the Ritva quotes that, and he says, no. He says, Lava Meimer, you don't need Machshava, it's not Machshava greater, so you need speech. Ela Afinu Beino Leveino, Vishamu Eidim Me'atzman, Me'achre Akosel. But how's anybody going to testify that you were Shaleach Yad? Right, so, but it could be you said it, then Eidim here from behind the fence. Oshahodim Adabar, he admits to it. He's Moda, that he thought Shaleach Yad. Vidami Lahadamrina, where else do you see such an idea where it doesn't say Dibur, but it really means Dibur? Gemara Mesachas Brachas Lo Yivarech Adam Berchas Hamazon Belibo. Right, a person should not make Berchas Hamazon in his heart. So again, the Gemara says La Dafka Belibo Ella. Even if you mouth the words, it's not good enough. You need Mashmia LaAznav. You have to go beyond. So again, there too, you find that Libo doesn't literally mean Libo. Libo can even mean mouthing the words. What it's excluding is you have to actually say the words. And it quotes the Yesh Omer that you have to say in front of Edim Ve'Ein Zeh Nachon. I don't think that is correct to say you have to do it in front of witnesses. Okay, let's finish the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hita Es Achavis. What happens if I leaned over my barrel, V'Natal Hemena Revius, and I took a Revius of wine out of the barrel that I'm supposed to be guarding? So this is a separate case, Rashi says. V'nishbara, and then it breaks after I had leaned it over and took some. Eino mishale mele revius. I only pay a revius because what did I pick up? What did I do a kinyan on? I stole a revius. So that's it. I only have to pay for the revius because I didn't pick it up. I just leaned it. That's not a kinyan. Leaning is not a kinyan. That's a you can make something tame by pushing it and leaning it. That's called tumas heset. But you can't be konis something that way. But higbia v'natalim en revius. But if I lifted up the barrel and took a revius v'nishbara and then it broke mishalim demei kula. Then I have to pay the whole thing because right when I picked it up, I was kona it. Good. Gemara. Midani mili. How do I know that even if I think / say I'm chayav according to Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel argues that Tana Rabbanan, because the Brisa says I'll call dvar pesha Beis Shammai omrim melamed shechayav al machshava kamaisa. Beis Shammai says you're chayav on a machshava kamaisa. Right? Again, the pashas of all the Gemara sound like the Rambam. Machshava, 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 machshava. Right? So it's not like the Rambam that is pure machshava. But either way, I mean, sometimes, as the Ritva said, you find machshava meaning dibur. So Beis Shammai says, Yechayv even for machshava. Ubeis Hillel omrim, Einu chayv ad sheyishaleach bo yad. Beis Hillel says, no, you're not chayv until you're actually shaleach bo yad, until you use it. Shenemar, im lo shalach yad, dobem lachas re'ehu. As our Mishnah said, our Mishnah quoted that pasuk. So but now the Gebraisa quotes the continuation of the conversation. Amr lehen Beis Shammai leBeis Hillel, v'alo kval kvar ne'emar, al kol dvar pesha. Beis Shammai says, 1 minute. And already says, al kol dvar pesha. Right? So that's the raya that they say it means really dibur, because dvar, dibur, dvar pesha. So how can you say it means action? Amr lehen Beis Hillel leBeis Shammai, v'alo kvar ne'emar, mo shalach yadam, lachas re'ehu. Right? So they each are talking at each other and saying, I have a pasuk, I have a pasuk. So therefore, I'm right. Imkain matam alomar akol dvar pesha. So says the Gemara, what does Beis Hillel do with akol dvar pesha? The Gemara does not ask what the other way, because we pass on Beis Hillel, or this is what we're more interested in right now. So the Gemara says, sheyachol. It teaches me the following. Ein li elahu. I might have thought that only if he uses the item, shaleach bo yad. Amar la'avdo l'shlucha minayin. But if he gives it to his eved or his shaliach, how do I know that he's chayvin even in that case? Tam b'lomar, I'll call dvar pesha. So that's what on anything, you're still going to be chayiv. As we said yesterday, this is one of the three examples of yesh shaliach l'dvar avera. Shaliach was yad, me'ila, and tzvicha mechira. We discussed the shita of the Rambam yesterday. How could the Rambam say that me'ila is the only one? What about shaliach was yad and the tzvicha mechira? So we gave the answers of the ksos and the ar sameach. But fundamentally, the Gemara says beferish that there are three cases of shlichus yad. Even if you send your shlich to use it, you're still going to be chayiv. Again, this relates to the general sugya of ein shlich dvar avera. Just to mention again, you have all the different svaras given for the sugya of ein shlich dvar avera. Is it because it is the shliach should have these are the exceptions to ein shlich dvar avera. These are cases where we say yesh shlich dvar avera. But going back one step, why do we usually say ein shlich dvar avera? So we have the three different svaras that we mentioned in the past. Number one, ein shliach l'dvar avera, because the shliach should have known better. The shliach should have known better. Somebody tells you to do l'avera, you don't listen. Right? Somebody tells you to jump off the Empire State Building, no, you don't listen. Right? Somebody tells you to do an avera, you don't listen to them. It's your fault. And that's why you're going to be blamed for it. It's your fault, shliach. Right? You take the phrase where the Gemara quotes sometimes, but not always, divrei harav v'divrei atalmud divrei mishomin. The Gemara in Maseches Kedushin. The Gemara, we had it here earlier, but Maseches Daf Yud, the Gemara did not quote it. But early in Kedushin, it did quote it. Right? If the Rebbe tells you something and your Talmud tells you something, who do you listen to? So it's your fault, Shliach. So if it's the Shliach's fault, we're not going to make the Mishaleach Chayiv. That is one focus. Focus on the Shliach. The other Svara is the Mishaleach. The Mishaleach might say, oh, I didn't think he was going to do it. I told him, but I didn't think he was going to do it. It's an Avera. I didn't think he was going to listen to me. So the focus is that we can't be mechayev the mishaleach, not that we have to be mechayev the shliach. Right? We can't be mechayev the mishaleach. I didn't think the guy was going to do it. That was what the Sma says in Choshe Mishpat. So the two different ideas. A major nafkamina is what Tosis brings up in Kiddushin, and that is shogeg. What if you tell somebody to do an avera and they didn't know it was an avera? Right? So that's a nafkamina. Then you can't say the mishaleach said, I didn't think he would do it. He didn't think it was an avera. Right? So that might be a nafkamina between those. But the third idea that we mentioned, b'shem Reb Chaim, and the roots of it are in Rishon, in the Shita and Odalami and Kiddushin, and that is, not only Reb Chaim, but other Achronim, and they say that Shlichus is based on Bailus. You can only make a Shliach on something that you are a Bailam on. I'm a Bailam on getting married. Right? I can decide who I'm going to marry and when I'm going to get married, and therefore I can make a Shliach on getting married. Right? I can make a Shliach on Mekach u'Memkar. I can't make a Shliach on something that I'm not a Bailam on. I'm not a Bailam on Chalitza, maybe. Might not be Shlichus on Chalitza, because you're not a Bailam on Chalitza. Chalitza is just what's called a Dover de Memela. Once it occurs, you don't have control of Chalitza. It's a Chalos that happens by itself. Or that might be the Svar in other cases, but that's what the suggestion is. Also by Averis. I'm not a Bailam on Averis. I can decide to do an Avera, not to do an Avera. I have a Bechira Chashis, but I'm really not allowed to do an Avera. And therefore, because you're not a Bailam on an Avera, that's why you can't make a shliach. Right? The source of this is Tosfos in Maseches Ksubis, where the Gemara there says there's a connection between shlichus and tnai. Whatever you can make a shliach on, you can make a tnai about, a condition about. And if you can't make a shliach on one, you can't make a tznai. Why? So Tosa says, because if you're a bailam on something, you can make a condition of when it's going to be chal, and you could make a shliach on it. But if you're not a bailam on something, then you can't. That's what the Gemara talks about, chalitza. Chalitza, you can't make a tznai on, you can't say this. Chalitza should only matter you if it snows tomorrow. That doesn't work. You can't make a tznai on chalitza, because also you can't make a shliach on chalitza. The root of both of them is lack of bailus. There is one problematic shita to mention. We didn't mention it yesterday. That is a sman choshe mishpa, where this comes up, where Shlichus Yad comes up in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes, Omar, Shemrotz l'shulach Yad v'pikadon, inochayev, alvi sh'omer kei b'fnei eidim. The Shulchan Aruch passes like Beis Hillel, that you have to actually do something, you can't even say it in front of eidim. Hashulach Yad v'pikadon al yado, o aide shlucho, like our Gemara says, by Shlichus Yad. Says the Sma, Nire, Dahainu Dafka, Kishelo Yada Hashliach, Shehu Shalachirim. O She'eno Bar Chiyuva, O She'eno Mal Shalim. When is the Mishaleach Chayev? Only if he didn't know about it, or if the Shliach doesn't have enough money to pay. But if he has enough money to pay, of course you say the Shliach is Chayev. Why? Hakai Malon, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That's the Sma. Ask the Olam on the Sma. That's one of the three exceptions of the Gemara. What do you mean? Ah, it's Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So it must be a case where he didn't know about it. What are you talking about? The Gemara says, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, by Shliach Yad B'Gadon. So everybody argues on the Sma. Says the Shach, everybody argues on the Sma, but this is where my father comes in. Bekan hera hagon adoni avi adoni morina v'rabenu, says the shach, es yado hagadola, v'godol charifuso. This is where my father showed his greatness. Lefisha kol tazo ala smabaze. Right? Everybody argued on the smah. Don't you think the smah knew the Gemara? Come on. Smah knew the Gemara. V'lo yardu l'sov daito. Gama bal tosos yantiv. All the achronim argue on the smah. He says, no. And he has a whole arithos where he discusses that even if you say yish lich v'aravera, that means that the mishaleach is also chayiv. That's what he means. Yesh lich v'aravera means that the mishaleach is also chayiv. Doesn't mean he's only chayiv. The shlich is also chayiv. The shlich is chayiv if you knew about it. Why shouldn't the avera apply to him too? You got to figure out who's going to pay. But I'll pay in Shemayim, they're both chayiv. They're both chayiv, and he proves that from various sources. It says that the mishaleach is also chayiv, and therefore, if the shlich has no money, of course the mishaleach is going to be chayiv. He says, Hagat Macha, Im lo yeh l'mishaleach l'shalim, yeh l'shaleach l'shalim, yigra koach ha-mafkid. In this case, if Shlich was, yeah, let's say the Mishaleach had no money, the Shlich would be pater. Of course not, says the Shach. That can't be. So all the cases of Yesh Lech V'Aveira means if he, it's that the Mishaleach would also be chayef. So you have to work that in, but that's what the Sma means, says the Shach. The other Achronim don't give this answer. Achronim L'chora, I mean, it doesn't sound that way in the Gemara, it sounds like the right, in Echanami, that you might be, only the Mishaleach would be Chayiv in that case, not the Shliach. Okay, says the Gemara, Vayter. Hita es hachavis. Okay, the Mishnah said if somebody leans the barrel, he's only going to be Chayiv for what he takes. But if he picks up the barrel and then turns it, so then he's going to be Chayiv for the whole thing. Amar Rava, Loshanu Ela Nishbra. Well, the only time that you're going to be Chayiv for, not going to be Chayiv for the rest of the barrel is if the barrel broke, meaning an onis occurred, so you're only going to be Chayiv for what you took. But if the wine turned to vinegar, so then you're going to be chayv everything. Why? My taima giri di dehu de ahanula. It's your arrows that are the problem here. What does that mean? It means that, Rashi explains, wine keeps better when it's a full barrel. Because you took some of the wine and you left that air space in between, so that caused it to get ruined earlier. And therefore, you can't just say you took yours, you are mazik. You took all of it, so therefore you're going to be chayiv for everything. Continuing, higbia v'natal himena v'chulu, but if you picked it up, you're going to be chayiv for everything. Amar Shmuel lo natal natal mamish, not only if you took it, actually, el kivat shehigbia litol avabish lo natal, right? Even if you picked up, you didn't take any out, right? You didn't have to take out some wine. Even if you picked up the barrel to take out wine, and then you put it down, it's still going to be, you're still going to be chayiv for the whole barrel. So maybe this then would prove like what Shmuel says, the discussion we've had the past couple of days, that if you're shaleach bo yad, you do not have to cause any depreciation, because here Shmuel says, you got to lift up the barrel, put it down, boom, yechayef. Right, there was no chisaron here, so should we say Shmuel holds that way? So the Gemara says, no proof, amri lo, shiny hacha, But it's interesting, the Gemara does this a lot, but it's the same thing that we try to do. We try to attribute shitas to great gedolim, to try to say, oh yeah, he said it. Oh no, he never said it, because we want to know what the gedolim, what the gedolim poskim say about a certain halachic issue. Right? So here the Gemara does it also. Doesn't Shmuel hold this? Someone says, no right that he holds in Tzuchah Chisaron. Maybe in general, he requires Chisaron. But here is different. Why? Amrilo. Shani hacha, here's different. The nichale, the tevi hachavis kula, basis laharavius. Because it's good for him to have the rest of this barrel as a base, as a base for the revius that he wanted to take. In other words, the Rashi has a little bit, but the Ritva really explains it. Usually, why would I say shlichus yad sricha chisaron? Why would I say that she's in general, which is what we're suggesting for Shmuel? Because if there's no chisaron, maybe I could say I changed my mind. And I'm not going to be Sholeach Yad, right? If there's no Chisaron. So if you're Mechaser it, if it goes down, then for sure you already did something. But, we can assume that you might, if you weren't Mechaser it, you changed your mind. But here, the reason that you didn't take the wine out is because you want a good place to hold your wine. So there's a good reason for us to think that you didn't change your mind. You took it, but the only reason you didn't take it out is because you want to keep it here with the rest of the wine. As we said, wine keeps better when it's all by itself. So therefore, usually you need chisaron because that's a reflection that you did not change your mind. But here, you already have a different story to say why you didn't change your mind. Boy, Ravashi, higbia arniki litalim en adiner mahu. Right? What happens if you picked up a coin and then you put it back, kept it in the wallet? You're guarding a sack of coins for someone. You take the coin and then you put it back. Mahu chamrahu delo mintar ela agav chamra avol zuza mintar. Do we say that wine he wants to keep in the barrel, because wine guards wine. But that whole svar doesn't apply by coins, so you wouldn't say such a svar here. Odilmash arniki tirusa d'arniki min tirusa d'dinar. Or, no, there's a good chance you're going to lose a coin. If you have a whole bag of money, you're probably not going to lose it. So therefore, your coins are also going to be better guarded in the bag of coins. So therefore, would you say the same thing, like the barrel of wine? Take. Okay, Hadron Lacham Afkid. We start Hazahav. I had the schuspid to be by Rav Asher Weiss yesterday, so I took my Talmidim there. So I said, oh, we start Azov, then I got Azov tomorrow. He says, oh, challenging limud. But we got to stand up to the challenge. Stand up to the challenge. Again, a lot of the Azov is just to know exactly the Metzius. As we know, the Daf Yomi, the first and foremost, is just to learn Pshat, knowing what the Gemara says. Then, after that, is to branch off to figure out what the Rishonim and how the Mepharshim throughout the generations and the ages understand the issues in the Gemara. But in this parak, we'll be spending a little more time just on the Pshuto Shel HaGemara, making sure we get what exactly the Gemara is talking about, and then we might, save some of the thoughts on the daf towards the end, depending on time. We'll see. So let's start it off. Hazav Kones HaKasef. So the first Mishnah, the first part of this parak, discusses a kinyanim. As we know, let's say I buy something. I buy something from you. So you give me the merchandise, and I pay for it. So these dafim are going to call the merchandise peira, fruit. And the money, the currency that I use to buy the fruit, is called tiva, the currency. Tezvav, tezvez, ayin, as we'll see in the Gemara. So it's always important to know there's peira and there's tiva. There's merchandise and there's currency that buys the merchandise. Why is it important to know which is which? Let's say, as we're going to see, most of the time it's clear, right? You're selling me an apple and I give you money for it. But theoretically, you could say you're buying the money and you're paying for it with apples. Theoretically, you could say it the other way. But usually we don't say that. When there's an object, the object is called the peiros, the merchandise, and the money that you give is called the currency, the tiva. Why is it important to know? Because as we're going to see later on, there is a discussion about Meshicha. Sorry, we know Meshicha. Sorry? Right, well, even more than that, as we'll see in a minute. So there's a Gemara later on in a couple of dafim, as we'll see, whether Meshicha is Kona D'Araisa or D'Rabanan. Meshicha pulling, is that a Din D'Araisa, the Meshicha is Kona D'Araisa? Or is it a Din D'Rabanan? Really, D'Araisa, Ma'os Konos, what's called, when I pay for it, I'm Kona the item, even if it's still in your Rishus. Me D'Rabanan, as we'll see for whatever reason, we'll see, Rabanan said, no, that's not Kona. Right, because there's a gzera, there's something's going to happen, therefore, not until you take the merchandise. But either way, the din lemaisa is that the kinyan does not kick in until I take the merchandise. If I'm buying an apple from you, once I get the apple, boom, the kinyan is done. Even before I pay you. I owe you the money now. But the kinyan works once I, the buyer, take the merchandise. Take what's called the peiros, the fruit. If I paid you first, the kinyan is not done yet. If I didn't get the merchandise yet. the Raisa, the Rabbanan, either way, Lamaisa, it's not done yet. If I just pay you the money. And theoretically, if we want to retract, if one of us wants to retract, you have to give me the money, we could retract. The Kenyan is not done yet. Right? We might be not in such an honest, nice person if we retract then, but we're allowed to retract. It works. You can't retract after you do a Kenyan, though. After I get the merchandise, it's not going to work. So, that's the topic of the first mission here in Azahav. That is when what is considered peros, what's considered tiva. What's considered the object, what's considered the money, because you want to know, when's the Kenyan? And was the Kenyan chal yet or not? So, the first couple of cases, it's not so clear. If you have fruit and money, then it's wonderful, it's good, it's clear. But what if you are changing money? I'm giving you certain coins and you're giving me other coins. So, when is the Kenyan chal? When does it kick in? Which of these coins is considered peros, objects, right, merchandise, and which of these coins are considered currency, the money that you're paying for? So, says the Mishnah, Hazahav kona es hakesef. If you're changing gold and silver, so zahav, gold makes the Kenyan. Zahav kona es hakesef, meaning gold is considered the merchandise. Gold is considered the fruit, right when you give the gold, so then the Kenyan takes place, right? That's what the third line of Rashi, Mishichas hazahav kona es hakesef labal hazahav. Right when you pull the gold, boom, the one who's buying, getting the gold is Kona. I'm obligated now to give you your silver coins in exchange for the gold coins, whatever it is, 25 silver coins for the gold coin. And you can't retract. But back to the Mishnah, HaKesef Eino Kona Zazav. But if we're switching and I get the silver coins and I did not yet give you the gold coins, so then the Kenyan did not take place yet. Did not take place yet, right? And that can be Chozerbo. Why do we say this? As we'll see in the Gemara, that silver is more liquid, more commonly used as currency, and therefore that's why we assume that's the currency, and the gold, which is not as liquid, you could use it for money, but it's not as liquid, that's why that's considered the payros, that's considered the merchandise, the gold, and the silver is considered the money.
It has to say the second part, because the Havamina, that one can be coined the
other? Does it have to say the second part? That's a good question. The Rishonim will discuss it. Not today, but... we'll see if it ever works. We'll see what the chiddush it is. Hanachoshes kones akesef, akesef mina kones hanachoshes. The opposite, copper and silver, right? So copper is kone kesef. Copper is considered the merchandise, the payros, and that's kone kesef. Why again? Because kesef is the most liquid, the most used, and therefore that's going to be considered the money, the currency, both for gold and for copper. Va'kesef inakos inakone es nechoshes, but the silver is not kone nechoshes. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim. What about zahav and nechoshes? That's not talked about in the Mishnah. You have zahav and kesef, and you have nechoshes and kesef. What about zahav and nechoshes? So the Rashi here quotes the Bali Tosfos that say that nechoshes is the merchandise for gold. That's what the Rush quotes from Bali Tosfos, and the Rush argues. The Rush thinks that that gold would be the tiva. The Bali Tosfos quote that nechoshes would be the currency, and the Rush argues and says that no, that he thinks the gold would be the currency. For nechoshes, gold is more used in trading. Continuing, Moos haraos konos hazayafos. And if you have bad, not as used money, Rashi says shenifsalu, right? They're not really able to be used. So mos haros, konos is a yafos. That's kona the yafos, meaning that the ra'os are considered the merchandise because the yafos are better for usage in the markets. That's why the yafos are considered the money. V'hayafos in a konos is a ra'os. And the yafos are not kona the ra'os. Again, remember the rule is whatever is the merchandise, when that changes hands, that's the Kenyan. But if it's the money changing hands, that's not the Kenyan. Asimon, kone es hamadbeya. And what's an asimon? So Rashi says an asimon is a coin which you didn't stamp the picture on it yet. Let's say every coin has a signet on it. Let's say you just have the silver. You just have the coin without the picture. That's an asimon. That's Rashi. Tosfos says it a little differently. Tosfos says maybe you got a little bit of the picture, but it's not finished yet. Tosfos in the middle of the Tosfos asimon. Rabbeinu Tam holds ish, but sura beinu yotza botza. It's not usable yet. Maybe it has a picture, but it's just not usable. But asimon kones amatbeya. Again, the asimon is kone amatbeya because asimon is not usable. So therefore, that's considered the merchandise. That's what you're buying. And the matbeya, which is a regular coin, that's considered the money. V'amatbeya ina kones asimon. Metaltalin kones amatbeya. And of course, if you have items, you have metaltalin, movable items, so that's considered fruit compared to matbeya. Compared to matbeya, which is money. Matbeya ina konis a metaltalin. But matveya is not kona metaltalin, because metaltalin is considered the money, and matveya is considered, metaltalin is considered the objects, the peros, and matveya is considered the money. Zehaklal, the gra, the other, but other akronim take out zehaklal, because zehaklal is usually summarizing what we just did, and this is not, this is just telling us another din. So they take out zehaklal. Kala metaltalin, konin ze et ze. Metaltalin are kona each other. What does that mean? Rashi says here, one of two items. Rashi says, whether you're doing, six lines from the bottom in Rashi. Bain b'taras chalipin, they're metalkon each other, either by chalipin, let's say we just decide, you know what, I want to sell a couch and you want to sell a bed, right? I want to sell an apple, you want to sell an orange. So we're going to switch. So right when you get one, that's it. Kenyan's done. Because there's no money there. They could both be considered fruit. They're konin zeh zeh, whether they're chalipin or b'taras damim. Or b'taras damim, which means that my item is on sale, but you're going to pay me with another item of yours. That's Torah's damim. So even if we're just not switching, we're not bartering b'taras chalipin, but b'taras damim, either way, both of those are equal, and therefore, right when one goes over, the other one is nikneh. Okay, so that's another Gemara just says, let's talk about this a little more and deeper and explain it. If I pulled fruit, I didn't give you money yet for the fruit. I can't be chozer bo, right? Because I pulled the fruit. That's the kinyan. But if I paid for it and I didn't get the fruit yet, that's not good enough. That's not a kinyan yet. I mean, you could still retract if you just paid for it. Aval amru. But what do we say? Mishapara. You get a curse. Because I'll give you a curse. If you retract after paying for it, even though you can, right? They're not going to curse you if you try to do something that you can't do. But this is known as the curse of the Mishapara. What's the Mishapara? Avalamru Mishapara me'achi dar hamabal or midar haflaga. He who punished the dar hamabal and dar haflaga, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who asad li'ipara, he is going to repay mimisha'ina omi b'diburo to he who does not stand up in his dibor, who is not honest, right? We know that the dar hamabal was nechtam ala gezel, right? Not being honest and stealing. So that's the dar hamabal and the dar haflaga. I saw one of the achronim in the Yerei Daf mention why dafka the dar hamabal and dar haflaga. A lot of root of their averos was a lack of bitachon, a lack of belief in hashgacha. Obviously, the dar haflaga, right? They're trying to build the tower up to Shemayim. But even why do you steal? You steal because you don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. And therefore, it's also a lack of hashgacha. It's a lack of, I'm not happy with what I have. So what does this guy do? He paid for something. He said, I want to retract. What do I want to retract? I don't think it's a good business deal. I wanted this. I wanted that. I changed my mind. So that's the same Mishapar. Why? Because you obviously don't think, you did it already. You did it already. Don't worry about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. Whether you did whether it's good, whether it's not good, that's the connection. All of them reflect a lack of bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to take care of us. I want to retract, so I think it was a bad move. You did it already. Tough luck. You paid for it already. There's no retracting. Rabbi Shimon Omer finishing up. Kol shakesef biyado, yado el ha'elyon. Rabbi Shimon says no. Shimon argues that even after you give the money, only one of them can retract. The one who got the money, meaning the seller. The seller can retract. The buyer can't retract anymore. Once he pays the money, so then that's it. But the seller can still retract because he still has the money. Masnile Rebbe the Reb Shimon Brei. So Rebbe once said to his Reb Shimon his son, Hazav Konez HaKasef. Rebbe quoted this Mishnah. Zav is Kone Kasef. Zav is considered the payers. Amrle Rebbe Shanisala Bialdu Secha. But you taught us in your youth, meaning when you were younger, you taught us the opposite. HaKasef Konez HaZav. V'tachsev V'tshanala Nubiyabizik Nusecha. Zav Konez HaKasef. Right, you 30 years ago you taught us something different, and now you're changing your mind. You taught us hazav kones hakesef, and now you're teaching us. Long time ago you taught us kesef kones hazav, and now you're teaching us hazav kones hakesef. Which, by the way, this little story here is the basis for a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Right, because what happened here? Said Rebbe said to Reb Shimon his son, dot dot dot, and what did he say to him? But Rebbe, so he called his father Rebbe. Let's say your father is your Rebbe. What do you call him? You call him Avi Mari. You call him Rebbe. Right, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. The first halacha in Hilchos Kvod Rabbo, Yerodea Chela Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says, "Chayv Adam Bechvod Rabbo V'Yerasso Yosemi B'Shalaviv." As we saw at the end of Veil Metzias, right, the covenant needed for a father compared to a Rebbe. And then the Rama says, "Aviv Shehu Rabbo Muvak." Your father, who's your Rabbo Muvak, Kori Oso V'Dabro Rabbo. When you speak to him, you call him Rebbe. The question is whether we pass him this way. The Shulchan discusses it. But it says, call him Rebbe. Abba Barabba She'enu Muva Koronoso Abba. But if your Rebbe is not Rebbe Muva, call him Abba. Parentheses. Svaras Harav Mi Mashma'us Hatur Umishas Resh Perakazov. That's us. Right, this little two-line story. He says, I write Zohar to Kesef, right here, you get a lof in your day. Right? That, but Rebbe, you told us otherwise. You told us the opposite. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Says Rebbe to his son that Zohar is going to the Kesef. The Zohar is considered the merchandise, and it's going to the Kesef. So he says, what do you mean? You told us the opposite when you were younger. So says the Gemara, what did he hold when he was younger? What did he hold when he was older? Says the Ritva, it doesn't sound like when he was reminded, he says, oh yeah, I forgot, I'm wrong. He didn't say that. So it sounded like he had a svara when he was younger and he had a svara when he was older. So what was the svara of each case? So says the Gemara, B'yalduse Savar, three lines from the bottom, when he was younger, B'yalduse Savar, when he was younger, when he said Kesef is Kone Zahav, meaning Kesef is considered the merchandise, the payros, and Zahav is considered the money, the Tiva. So B'yalduse Savar, Dava Zachashiv Havi Tiva. Gold is more Chashiv, so we're going to say that's considered the money. Kaspa Delo Chashiv Havi Peyro. But the silver, which is not as chashiv, that's going to be considered the merchandise. But currently, pay the tiva. We thought the more important thing is going to be the tiva, the currency. The currency is very usable, so we're going to put the more important thing, give it the halachic status of that is what's buying the other item. Bizeknusi savar, but when he got older, he felt the opposite, as we explained it. Kaspa decharif hari tavi tiva, the silver, which is more liquid, which is more, was it fungible? That was the word, right? Havi tiva, right? I'm not going to ask how to spell fungible, but havi tiva. So when silver, which is more liquid, more fungible, it's tiva. Dava delo charif hari pera, right? But gold, which is less liquid, usable, so havi pera. So that's considered the merchandise. But currently, pera tiva. That's what he thought when he was older. That's what he thought when he was younger. Fine. Amar Ravashi, ki yalduse mistavra. Ravashi says, I agree with what he said when he was younger. Meaning, I think kesef kones azahav. Right? This parak would have been called parak kesef if that had been the case. But it's called parak azahav. But I think what Rebbe said, what he said when he was younger is correct. Meaning that kesef is the merchandise. Is the merchandise correct. Midik tani, why? Because the second half of the Mishnah, hanachoshes kones akesef. The next line of the Mishnah says that Nechoshes is Kone Kesef, and Nechoshes is considered the money. So, E Amrit Vishlama Kaspa Lagavi Dava Peirahave. See, if you want to say in the first case of the Mishnah that really the Kesef is considered the merchandise, so Hani Diktani, Dikatani, Nechoshes, Kone Sa Kesef. So that's why the next line of the Mishnah has to tell me that the opposite applies when it's compared to Nechoshes. The Nechoshes is considered the Peirus. The Afapi Delagabi Dava Peirahave, even though compared to gold, the silver is called the fruit, the merchandise. Lagabi Nechoshes Tivahave. But when you compare it to something else, it's called Tiva. That would be a Chiddush in the Mishnah. Why did it say both cases? Because you could see how one thing can be, silver can be Peirus to one thing and Tiva to the other thing. So that's where Ravashi would make sense. Eli Amr Kaspa Lagavi Dava Tiva Have. But if you say Kaspa, silver compared to gold, is also called Tiva, is also called the currency, meaning silver is always called the currency. It doesn't matter what it's compared to. So Hashal Lagavi Dava the Chashimine Amr Tiva Have. So what would be the Chiddush then? Silver compared to gold, which is more Chashiv than it. Yet silver is still called the currency. Lagabe Nechoshes, Diyu Chashiv, Viyu Charif, Biboy. But silver has everything over Nechoshes. So what would be the Chiddush, basically, if silver would be the same thing in both cases? You wouldn't have to say both cases. So Mar says, Istrach, that's not a raya. Really, you would still have to say both cases. Why? Sakat Adachamina, I might have said, Hani Priti Ba'asra Desagi, these prutos, these silver prutos, in a place where they are used in hu charifi tfemi kaspa. So then, I'm sorry, the nechoshes prutos, they are more used than silver. And ema tivahave. I might think that if I come to a place, I come to a town where they use copper coins and it's more commonly used than silver. So I might say, therefore, maybe in that town, that the copper is considered the money and the silver is called the merchandise. Kamash v'la, no. You don't go by each and every town. Because in general, in most places, the nechoshes is not as usable compared to silver. So therefore, the nechoshes is always called the fruit, the peros, and the silver compared to it is always called the money, the currency. So there's no raya to yalduse or kizignuse. So the Gemara says, Rebchi also thinks that gold should be tiva, meaning gold should be considered money compared to silver. How do we know that? We know that from a story. The Rav Ozev Dinarim Mibarti Dabchiya. Rav once borrowed money, Dinarim, Dinari Zahav, borrowed golden coins from Rabchiya's daughter. Rabchiya's daughter had some money and she lent it to Rav. Usof Iyakar Dinarei. But then what happens? Gold coins went up. Let's say gold coins were worth 25 silver coins. And then when he borrowed the gold coin. And then later on, now it's worth 30 gold coins. So now what? What's the issue? What's the problem? He's going to pay back one gold coin, but what is that an issue of? Possibly? Ribbis. The next parak is Eoneshech. Also, look at Rabbi Chiya. So he went in front of Rabbi Chiya, right? The father of who he borrowed from, and he said, he's wondering, you know, is there going to be a problem here? Is there going to be a problem here? What's the potential problem? So there's a Mishnah, which we have to know to understand the next couple of lines of the Gemara. The Mishnah later on in Daf Ayin Hey, where the Gemara, the Mishnah there says, those of you who have it, is it in the new volume? Hopefully. Right, they probably at least have two prakam in there. Right? Daf Ayin Hey, the Mishnah says, very halacha l'maisa, we'll have to talk about it. That's Hashem. Mishnah says on Daf Ayin Hey, Lo yomar adam l'chadero, halveini kur chitiv aniyatim l'chalagoren. Let me borrow a kur of wheat today, and I'll pay you back a kur of wheat in 3 months from now. You shouldn't say that, midrabanan. Why? Because let's say a kur of wheat is going to be worth a different amount in 5 months from now. And if I give you back that same kur, then it could be that I'm paying you back more than what I borrowed, and that could be ribbis. Right? So that's basically, keep your hand there, because we're going to go back to there in a minute, in two lines. But so back to our Gemara, that's what Rob was worried about. Because he's going to give back a gold coin now, but that gold coin is worth more. So isn't this a problem of sa'ah bisa'ah? Right? That's what it's called. Sa'ah bisa'ah. Borrowing a sa'ah today and paying back a sa'ah in 3 months from now. So isn't that a problem of ribbis? Again, it's ribbis d'rabanan. Ribbis d'araisa is only mamish with a loan where you say, I'm going to pay you back more than what you lent me. Ribbis d'araisa. Most cases, as we'll see, are ribbis d'rabanans. So says the Gemara. So he goes to Reb Chiya, doesn't know what to do. So Amar Leizil Shlim Latavin V'Tekilin. Reb Chiya says, don't worry about it. Pay her back nice, whole, perfect gold coins. And I'm not just saying that because she's my daughter. Right? Just got to pay her back, no problem. That's the story. So the question is, why wasn't it a problem? So E Amrit Bishlama Dava Tivahave Shapir. Says the Gemara, if gold is really considered currency and not merchandise, it's not a problem. Because currency, there's no ribbis by currency. It's inflation, right? There's currency. You could buy more stuff or less stuff with money, right? But money is money. If you have $5, right, 5 shkalim, whatever it is, what, you can say $5 is worth more. There's no ribbis just because currency is worth more or less. If there's an item that's worth more or less, so then we say, right, that's a problem of ribbis. But if I borrowed $5 from you today and I give you back $5 tomorrow, even though stuff went up or down in price, gas went up or down in price, but that's ribbis? That's not ribbis. Fluctuations of price don't affect currency, right? That's just currency it has less buying power or more buying power, but the currency, the ribbis is not affected by it. So if you say that gold is considered the currency, then we understand the story. Why was it the problem? Because so what? That gold now could buy 20-30 gold coins, silver coins instead of 25 silver coins. But we understand that shopping in the story makes sense. Ela'i amrit peira havi, but if you say it's peira, havi le sa'a b'sa'av asr. But if you say it's peira, so why is it a problem? It should be sa'a b'sa'av, it should be the problem of that Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, no. Rav dinari havi le. Rav, even when he borrowed the gold coins, he had gold coins himself. He just couldn't find them. He couldn't get them at the time. V'kiva da havi le dinari, and since he had them, nasa ka'omer la halveni ha'shavu b'ni o ha'she'em so mafteach. We make it as if he says, now you can go back to the next line of that Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah says, if the person borrowing the sa'ah of wheat has a sa'ah of wheat, but he just can't get to it, so there's no problem. There's no way to draw a button there of the sa'ah of the sa'ah. Why? Because it's as if I am mocking it to you today, the stuff that I have that I can't just get to right now. So I'm giving it to you today. So I have dinarim here. So Rav had dinarim. So it's as if he just couldn't get them. He didn't have his son had them, he couldn't get the key. So that's why the whole thing is an Issadur Rabbanan. The Mishnah says, Chazal were not gozer, this Issadur Rabbanan, in a case where the guy borrowing had the stuff anyway. And it's as if he's machne at that moment of borrowing, and therefore there's no issue of ribbis. The Rishonim here discuss, didn't Rav know that halacha also, so what do you go ask Rav Chiya about it? So that's Tosa discussion and other Rishonim. Amar Rava, let's just continue a little more. Amar Rava, Hai Tana Sava Dava Tevavi. The following Tana also holds that gold versus silver, gold is considered the currency. D'tanya, as the Braisa says, we have this in Kiddushin. Pruta sha'amr echad mishwan of Isar b'italki. The pruta that everybody always talks about is 1/8 of an Italian Isar. L'mayin afkamina, what difference does it make? Why should we know that? Look at the Isha. Because you should know how much you need for the pruta to get married, right? But to get married, so it's got to be 1/8. Isar echad mayasar v'arba b'dinar shal kesef. An Isar is 1/24 of a silver dinar. L'mayin afkamina l'mekachu memkar. What is that? Why do I have to know that halacha from mekachu memkar? Rashi says for hilchos ona'ah. Right, if somebody rips you off more than a sixth, less than a sixth, in terms of when you give them an isar, so you have to know how much it's supposed to be. Dinar shel kesef echad meyaser v'arba b'dinar shel zahav. Right, a silver coin is 1/25 of a gold coin. Obay nafkamina pidyon aben. Why should I have to know that for hilchos pidyon aben? So I amrit bishlama tiva have. So Gemara says now. We're trying to prove from here that gold is the money, is the currency. So if I say gold is the currency, tivahave, mishar tana b'midi dekayetz. So I understand why we measure with gold. Why is it important for Binyan Aben to know it in gold issues? Because the Torah wouldn't tell you to give something that fluctuates. Gold, if gold is currency, so then, again, as we said before, that fluctuations don't affect currency. They only affect items. So that's why it's important to know for Binyan Aben about gold. But if you say it's peira mishar tana b'midi to oker v'zil, so would the Torah say, and would the Braisa say something that you have to give for bidyan aben that goes up and down? Zimna mahadi lekahena, zimna demosav leihu lekahena. Sometimes you're gonna have to get this amount, sometimes that amount. Doesn't make sense. The Torah would do that. Elashmamina tiva havi shmamina. So that's why it makes sense that gold is tiva. You know this from this Braisa. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll start tomorrow a little bit with Meister Shani discussions. Okay? On Tana Rabban.